Unfortunately, we have seen in the new year that, especially in the eastern part of the country, that the situation has further deteriorated, and we are seeing now massive displacement, but also violence for children. What this conflict means for children in those regions is basically three things. It means first that they are at the risk of being separated from their families. Then the second risk is they are at risk, of course, of recruitments by armed groups, but also women and girls and also boys actually are at increased risk of sexual violence.
And talking of sexual violence, I know this is one area that is of most concern to you and to the international community. What is the current situation?
The current situation is actually twofold. On one side, we've seen from last year, especially, a tremendous partnership, tremendous efforts in the DRC to prevent and respond to sexual violence, especially to prevent and respond to sexual violence against girls and against children, which have brought a large coalition from government counterparts, from our partners, from UNICEF. Obviously, we are at the forefront of those efforts to prevent and respond concretely to the plight of sexual violence. But we are also seeing, of course, that those crimes continue, and especially in the areas that are affected by the conflict. So right now we are at a crossroad in the DRC where basically there is awareness that sexual violence is highly prevalent. We do have the mechanisms and the tools because we know how to prevent it. We know how to respond to it. So what we are doing now is scaling up and expanding our services, expanding the different coalitions, the different partnerships, and expanding our programs to be able to respond better, but also more importantly, to be able to have the seeds of long-lasting prevention against sexual violence.
Last year, you held a conference where you brought several parties to the table to discuss especially enforcement of sexual violence crimes against women and children. How is that working out, and is it even possible to enforce it?
Last year, we had this major conference. Actually, it was the first national conference against violence against children in the DRC, and it was focused mainly on sexual violence. One of the areas that we're looking at is indeed the fight against impunity. Yes, it is possible. We have seen major examples where actually perpetrators of sexual violence against children have been brought to justice. But what we need to do is to make sure that not only for the perpetrators, but for the whole community, perpetrating sexual violence against children or women is seen by everyone as a crime. And we need also to make sure that we are supporting the judicial services to make sure that the survivors first have access to the medical, to the psychological, but also to the judicial service that they need. It's very difficult in any country for a survivor to come to justice and to make sure that his or her case is actually followed through. So this is the work that we are partnering with the government of the DRC, participated with a very strong delegation in the first ever global conference on violence against children.